These readings, even though these are from the 28th, the Friday of the 28th week, happen to work very beautifully with one of today's saints that's offered. St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, as you know, the great proposer and promoter of the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. She lived and died 325 some years ago, but the devotion which Jesus revealed to her is perhaps as strong today as it seems it's ever been. In fact, we just had the diocese, I believe, consecrated to the Sacred Heart a year or so ago. What a powerful devotion it is, this God revealing his love in such a way that he showed her a human heart, because we understand what the human heart does. Even it's in its imperfection, when it's filled with love, the extents to which it goes, the drive that's in it when one's heart is in love. And Jesus came to Margaret Mary. She was a young sister at the time of the Visitation Nuns, only a few years into her consecrated life, and he showed her that. Why? To say, this is what it's like. And then even more, with an infinite depth and power behind it. But it's a human heart, and we remember that Jesus has a human heart that in fact beats right now in heaven in his glorified, resurrected body. He's a human heart with valves and arteries and all that wonderful stuff, and it's real, more real than our own. And so he came to her and showed her that, and what a blessing it was. And she spoke so tremendously, powerfully, beautifully about what she received from him. But just two things that stand out. She said that heart, which is that human heart, you see it's inflamed, and we have the image of the Sacred Heart, and it's pierced. It's got the often the crown of thorns are on the top, but it's full of life and love. She said it's the stream of mercy that comes forth from it, which we also saw, we see depicted in the Divine Mercy image. She says that's the stream of mercy coming from his heart that overwhelms any and all sin. And how beautiful that we get St. Paul reminding us today, blessed are those whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not record, does not remember. Oh, if only we humans could forgive and forget, as is often said, but you and I know that's very difficult, albeit sometimes impossible, but not for God. It was revealed to St. Margaret Mary in a beautiful vision, a beautiful moment, that God truly does forget, that what has been forgiven, blessed are we whose sin the Lord does not record. He erases it, and we're never asked again. What we bring into the confessional dies there, submerged in the sea of his mercy. That's wonderful. If only we could do that, and we can certainly pray for that grace to do that for others and for our own sins, forget about them. But she learned that and understood that his heart, his Sacred Heart, is a stream of that mercy that powerfully forgives any and all sin, and even equally powerfully forgets it all, never to be asked again. How wonderful. And she revealed that power to us. And then also, and finally, she said his Sacred Heart, the pierced, is an abyss of joy into which we can place all of our sorrows, and then those sorrows can turn into joy. And that happens on the cross, and that's where the Sacred Heart was pierced. So let us remember today that Sacred Heart, which beats for you and me, would have been pierced if only to save one of us, but thanks be to God, it's saving so many more. Is a stream of infinite mercy and is an abyss of joy into which we place our very own sorrows into his Sacred Heart. It's big enough, strong enough to absorb it all it already has. What a beautiful devotion she has given us, that of the Sacred Heart, and how fitting on a Friday that we get to enter into that love a little bit more again today.